With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Oil prices surging while most Asian financial markets rising moderately during the cautious trading Friday. Benchmark U.S., though, crude was up 11% to $111.54 a barrel. Stocks rose in Japan and South Korea, declining in Shanghai. Wall Street, by the way, will be closed for Good Friday. The FBI says a recent China-linked cyber intrusion into a very sensitive agency surveillance system is a major incident in America, meaning it poses significant risk to national security. Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
The Bureau first told Congress on March 4th that it was investigating suspicious activity on an internal agency system that contained, quote, law enforcement sensitive information. The FBI did not publicly identify who was behind the activity at the time. The FBI determined that the intrusion meets the definition of a major incident under a federal data security statute known as FISMA. Congress was informed of the decision early this week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump says he intends to sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who have gone, in some cases, up to 7 weeks without a paycheck. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After nearly 7 weeks of a partial government shutdown, the president said DHS workers and their families have suffered far too long, and he's going to bypass Congress, even as GOP leaders are working on a plan to fund the department. The president made a similar move last week to resume pay for TSA employees. His latest intervention is expected to apply to other non-law enforcement employees within Homeland Security, including FEMA and the U.S. Coast Guard and support staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Lawmakers in Ohio consider a drag show ban. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teenagers in the U.S. getting abortion pills through telehealth and people 18 to 24 ordering medication abortion at much higher rates. That's the word from a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement. Most abortions in the country carried out with drugs. This is SRN News. It was a bad year overall, but things are beginning to look up for Tesla. Sales, well, they're starting to climb somewhat, and there are some new products also on the line for this year. We have more on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Sales of Tesla vehicles rose 6% in the first quarter after a brutal year of boycotts over Elon Musk's political activities. Sales were still lower than financial analysts had expected. Overall, there's been a lower demand for EVs across the industry since the September expiration of a $7,500 tax credit for EV buyers. Tesla is now hoping that cheaper versions of its Model X and 3 introduced late last year will eventually lift sales. Tesla is also now producing a self-driving cyber cab with no steering wheel to attract customers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And more details at srnnews.com.